Now, LakeCountryToday.com Sports. Here's Scott McLeod.
A big night for the Big Bear. Marcell Ozuna homered twice last night as the Braves completed a two-game sweep of the Red Sox, 5-0. Ozuna's three-run blast and Orlando Arcia's follow-up bomb in the first made it 4-0, and Ozuna homered again in the third. Meanwhile, Chris Sale was dominating his former team on the mound with 10 strikeouts in 6 innings. The Braves picked up a game on the Phillies, who finally lost earlier Wednesday. Atlanta will be in New York Friday after an off day today to take on the Mets. The GCNSU baseball team hosts Flagler in the Peach Belt Conference Championship Series, a 2-out-of-3 set at Kurtz Field, scheduled to start tonight at 6 o'clock. The Bobcats got to host as the top seed still playing, and that means Milledgeville native Brandon Bellflower will play on his home field. At Wednesday's pep rally on front campus, the all-conference outfielder was asked what playing for a championship in his hometown means to him.
It means a lot. Short version, but long version, you know, beginning of the year, they had us, fifth in the Peach Belt. And I want to say that because, you know, we're defining all odds. I'm really proud of this team. We got a young team, really proud of a lot of guys that have stepped up and played well, but it does feel really nice to, you know, play in your hometown for Peach Belt Championship. That's what you dream of.
GMC Prep football player Jonathan Roach has signed with Huntington College in Alabama. The Division III Hawks in Montgomery, Alabama, are part of the USA South Athletic Conference for football. Roach was named the Region 5 Athlete of the Year by the AJC and Georgia High School Football Daily as a standout wide receiver and defensive back for the Bulldogs. Former Augusta University Director of Athletics Clint Bryant has been named to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Division II Athletics Directors Association. Bryant had been with the athletic department at AU since 1997, retiring in 2022. Scott McLeod with Lake Country Sports.